Wednesday is here. It's Radio Life and Style. About 20 minutes to go before we get to the top of the hour. And in the studio with me right now, it's the Legal Eagle, Gavin Steinhobel, flying in with coffee in hand from his Kloppers Inc. offices down the road. Gavin, welcome to a Wednesday.
Yeah, good to be back.
Always good to have you.
Yeah, yeah.
Always good to have coffee.
It might be winter in Belito, but it's definitely winter in the interior. I spent a bit of time in the Camburg. And it was freezing. And they had that little combination of a little bit of rain and a bit of wind at the same time. It just takes the energy out of you.
But
it's nice to flee back to the coast.
Yeah, and for a quick couple of days, it is nice to, I suppose, be in a place where you can light a fire. And
yeah, the fire was roaring all weekend.
But yeah, maybe not for an everyday affair. I think this part of the world definitely holds its luster. And certainly on a weekly basis, we like to connect and have a look at how things are shaping up in and around the KZN North Coast. Gavin's got a perspective on these things, not just anecdotal, with his finger on the pulse of what's happening in terms of property transfers, and looking at some of the latest interesting news in this space, Gavin. A couple of things come across my desk. One of them being a press release from Zimbali Lakes with the news of a pioneering partnership between Zimbali Lakes and an international Italian luxury lifestyle brand making their first entry into Africa. The name Tonino Lamborghini, that's a family name. That
yeah, that's a strong name.
Holds some weight, yeah.
Yeah.
According to the info, the partnership between Zimbali Lakes and Tonino Lamborghini marks the iconic Italian luxury lifestyle brand's debut in Africa through the introduction of Tonino Lamborghini Suites and Residences Zimbali Lakes. So this is a new product offering integrated within the broader Zimbali Lakes master development. This innovative project further elevates the North Coast's position as a premier destination for investment, tourism, and luxury living. Apparently, there's going to be a number of different facets to this development, one of them being a sort of hotel component. Again, not a bad news story for the region.
Yeah, it just seemed for a while that the Zimbali Lakes project was sort of taking a while to start coming out of the ground and developing. And, the golf course is done in the blink of an eye, and it's a very good golf course, and the clubhouse is built. And I think if you look at everything that they've planned on their that model that that they have, it's going to be a very impressive development. It's going to take a decade to roll out, but it's really, really impressive and very good for the area. I'm also busy working on the next precinct of the next four precincts of Fairview.
And wow. The next four.
Yeah. And the buyers are there. The robust sales. Everything's geared to. We're probably going to do the orchards pretty soon. That's the first one. It's all based on the sort of 1 to 2 hectare concept of 10,000 squares to 20,000 squares, which is sort of you can have that sort of countryside lifestyle. You've got space. You can probably have some animals or grow some crops or that sort of thing. Clarkson's Farm esque. But it seems a very popular choice. I think people like the idea of the sustainability of it, and being less reliant on municipality and government and being able to live your life on your own terms without too much concern about neighbors and so forth, because you've got all this space to do whatever you like. So yeah, I've really been impressed with watching that that project unfold and seeing the good strong sales that they've had. So that's going to be a good one.
It's a really interesting model as a sort of development.
Yeah, it was quite visionary when first Fairview was developed. So the developers then were Nick Leach and Nick Jordan and the Fenters, and they sort of had this vision of, I think people would like this, and it turns out it's a very popular product and people do like it. It's probably not for everyone, but I think most people have a sort of an idyllic idea of having a little bit of space and just being able to do your own thing and live independently and quite freely. So yeah, it's taken off and it's been a real success. And you know, the Fairview's also very well managed. They've got a very good bunch of trustees that I know, and a very good manager in Robin Streit. So, and he's got some experience of, you know, quite a lot of experience of managing estates. So, yeah, it just seems like it's been a real successful product.
With a good team steering it, the success is going to continue. And as you say, with many more phases rolling out.
Yeah. We've just got so much on offer. I mean, there's such good estates here. And, you know, I think Zululama is going to be something really special when it's complete. Simbiti is still a great place to live. Zimbali is still very beautiful. Probably the first of its kind, really, in this country. And you know, Dunkirk's stunning. You know, it's just got such a peaceful vibe there, and Bretton Woods beautiful. So yeah, we really are right in the middle of some really sensational estates that are world class, not just good by South African standards, but genuinely world class, well run estates.
Well, this is something that we know to be a fact, and surely when there's a regular stream of international feats coming through the Club Med offering, they'll get exposure to this part of the world and realize, ooh, actually, hey, and the Western Cape's cool, but yeah, there's something really special.
There's quite a lot. I often come across foreigners who acquire properties here because, relative to European prices, for instance, or even American prices, but it's largely the European set. It's very, very cheap for them to buy a seriously nice house, and then to spend their miserable winter months over here and then fly back. One once made the comment that it was cheaper for them to come out and pay all their levies and rates and everything than what it is to stay in Europe for winter.
Wow.
As we know from going over there as tourists, you know. So, yeah, it's attractive. And obviously we've got the confidence of the foreign market because people won't invest in a country if they don't feel like their investment will be safe. Yep. So it's a good sign, the Club Med and this Lamborghini development that you spoke about earlier. It's a good sign that the confidence is there. And, you know, we really as a country need direct foreign investment. It's, you know, it's a real driver of economic growth. And as you know, from our poor economic growth and our high unemployment, economic growth should be first and foremost in everybody's minds.
Well, looking at some of the numbers, the latest data, a recent Geographic and Spatial Studies report has confirmed exactly how fast the area is growing. Looking at a sort of 15-year temporal land use study tracking the Dolphin Coast Corridor, it's highlighted intense urban development pressures, built up land across the greater Bolito bubble and central coastal corridor effectively doubled during this period of time, expanding from 11% to over 22% of the total land area. And so it's, you know, this idea of the boom isn't just a subjective feeling of a, you know, busy town. It's like a documented structural shift. There's a lot of focus in this area, and I know that the official economic development agency for the region, Enterprise Ilembe, they've formalized a major investment push across Kwadukuza and Mendini local municipalities to support this kind of influx of residents. There's a strategy being built around six distinct high-growth pillars rather than just residential property. There's a focus on property and infrastructure. That's like catalytic projects linked to logistics and urban expansion. There's a big focus on tourism, manufacturing, agri-processing, renewables, that's solar and wind, and even, you know, the digital infrastructure and information communication technology space. So this place is transforming into a bit of a hub.
We seem to be in the throes of a windfall for this area, and you know, it's one thing having a windfall, it's quite another thing being able to capitalize on it. So those sort of initiatives and that forward thinking and the planning you know, must coincide with the windfall for you to capitalize on it. And it seems like there's some good initiatives.
Yeah, man.
One hopes that you know, that our government is, or that our local municipality will also be investor friendly, and developer friendly and make it easier, not more difficult, to roll out these products and these projects, because they are also big employers.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of big employers, I see the Mail and Guardian running a story on the withdrawal of the Tongaat Tulit liquidation, and the report saying it signals renewed confidence in the sugar sector, according to the ANC and SAFTU. It was a big player that we didn't want to see go down, because
that would have been catastrophic. Yeah, for sure. So that's good news. That's really, I think, a sigh of relief from everybody in this area, because it is still an enormous player, and we can't afford to see it go down.
So onward and upward, things continue to rock and roll, man.
Yeah, they're still very big landowners, and I think that's probably where the real value is at the moment. So we'll see. That land's all earmarked for development, slated. A lot of it's well situated. So it's going to be interesting to watch how they unbundle all of that.
Well, I suppose that's one of the key positioning advantages of this part of the world compared to, say, the Western Cape, where things are quite saturated and kind of overdeveloped in some quarters. Here, there is still a lot of literal green fields.
Yeah, there's plenty. I mean, nobody's going to be too upset if you converting monocultures into developments. It's not like we're chopping down forests to do this. So we've got that going. Obviously, also Cape Town's eye-wateringly expensive at the moment, and I think that's also given us an edge, because they're our major competitors when it comes to growth and expansion and people moving there. And so I think, price-wise, we're still in the right zone. It's very affordable, Ballito, relative to Cape Town. I also saw an article recently about people actually moving back to Johannesburg, which
maybe counterintuitive until you
not
sort of
from here,
the numbers.
But largely from the Cape. Yeah. But they've just realized that economically they can't afford to live there, because the price of property and consequently also the rentals are sky high. So it's a difficult one.
How the pendulum swings. Very interesting. Eh?
So we seem to have all these windfalls and benefits that are coming our way, and good for Ballito. It's a magical place. I do a lot of property transfers to people who are moving here for the first time, some from abroad.
Yeah.
And some just, we've been coming here for 10 years and we just always wanted to live here. Some retiring here. And I always say the same thing to them. I said, you've just made the best decision of your life. This is the most magical place to live.
What a special thing to be part of that that kind of transaction where it's all feel good. It's all it's all absolutely joyous. If you want to get your dose of joy and a good cup of coffee to boot, an informed opinion on where things are heading property-wise, and if you're looking for really top-rated attorney, notary, conveyancer, well, Gavin Steinable and the team at Kloppers Inc. down in the Lower Ballito Village are here for you, and he's not going anywhere. Apart from a bit of fly fishing every now and then, or a bike ride up into the mountains. But Gavin, what's the smartest way for folks to get in touch?
Yeah, probably just look for Kloppers Inc. on the interweb, or we're down at the Ballito Village where we're behind the building that houses a spa, so we're the Ballito Center on the ground floor, big Kloppers signs, and I must say, Mike, at the moment the property market's very resurgent, and it's a good time to be in property. We are seriously busy, and it just seems as if the people have confidence that the interest rates are going to be relatively steady throughout the foreseeable, and there's lots of great products available. So it's a busy time for us.
Hey, let that rally continue, man.
Yeah,
and keep clopping.
Keep clopping. There we go.
We'll catch up again for another conversation next Wednesday. What do you say?
Wonderful, Mike. I'll see you next Wednesday.
You heard it on 88 FM. Keeping the local sounds coming at you. Here's Majorzy's new one.